Merry Christmas, everybody. This is the Calming Anxiety Podcast. My name's Martin, your host. Today is Christmas Day 2020. It's a show of two parts. I'm doing something totally different today. I'd like to introduce you to a young singer-songwriter that I chanced upon the other week by listening to the radio. He is called Isaac Stewart, and he's got a new single out, and it's called Do You Like It When We Lay Like This? I was so touched by the emotion of it, because I'm a fairly emotional guy. I wrote to him and his management team and asked if I could shout out about it. So here's his new song. I hope you like it, and I'll be back after it.
Do you ever feel like you want to float away? High up where the moon sits alone. Take you by the hand and we can run away. Leave what we have and start again. If I could freeze time, I would. If I could add light to your darker days, I would. In a heartbeat, I would change the way the wind blows. So rearrange the stars and make you a cup of tea. And while we're staring at the TV screen, I ask you politely, do you like it when we lay? I like it when we lay like this. And she said me too. And she said me too. Do you like it when we lay like this? I like it when we lay like this. And she said me too. And she said me too. Trickles down the center of my spine. She kisses my neck from behind. I read her like a book. She has those troubled eyes. Maybe she wants something more from life. You get me high. You get me high. You get me high, you get me high. In a heartbeat, I would change the way the wind blows. Rearrange the stars and make you a cup of tea. While we're staring at the TV screen, slowly falling into sleep, hoping you might catch a dream. In your ear I whisper quietly, do you like it when we lay like this? I like it when we lay like this. And she said me too. And she said me too. Do you like it when we lay like this? I like it when we lay like this. And she said me too. She said me to.
So that's Isaac Stewart and his new single. And A, it's Christmas. I like to do nice things for people. I'm in a position where, well, I can, because the show's downloaded about 10,000 times a day to you. Thank you. And he's got a small following at the moment. I've got all the links to his Spotify channel, which would really help him, and his YouTube channel and his website if you like it and you'd like to listen to more. So that's that. As for me, as for you, Christmas can be difficult for a lot of people, and this is my first Christmas I've actually looked forward to in my life. I'm in a better place. I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that to say that I'm 56 and it's taken me that long to get over my issues, which is why I produce the show, so that you don't have to spend as long as I did looking for the techniques and the way forward. We, you, me, all have the power to make changes to the way we see the world, the way we react. And no, life isn't fair, and life has done bad things to me and to you. But that does not mean you have to spend the rest of your life anchored by the negativity in your past, whether it is your fault or not. And my mission next year is to make sure that I produce these shows 7 days a week, which is a bit of a commitment, but your emails, your reviews, your support show me that there are so many more of us out there. And it's like, if I can help one more person, which it's just a core driver of mine, and if you share this and it helps another person, then you've helped another person. And that's how we can cascade kindness around this world. Not in some, virtue signaling way, but in a real impactful way. We can all help each other. If you've got any ideas, any requests, because over the last month they've really escalated, and some of you, I apologize, it took me a week or two, I was snowed under. I should get someone to help, because this is taken off. But I will always do my best to record for you what you need. I base it on a lifetime of being there, having been in psychiatric kids care when I was 14 and a half, having had some very eclectic mental breakdowns, and being an all-round fairly tricky person to get on with. I just wasn't very good at reacting and socialising. And now, people who meet me now, whether you're religious or not, it doesn't matter. They've said, I'm a different person, I've been reborn. And right now, I am the person I always wanted to be. If you're new to the show, just check out the podcast, Living with the Three of Me. It's about my struggle and me overcoming it. Hang on a minute, whilst I live edit this to find out the show number. So I quickly backtracked and I'm back. It's show number 50. If you go to calminganxiety.net, where I have all the shows on my website, and there's a search bar on the podcast player there, just look for number 50 or type in the three of me. It's insightful, and it might help you as well, because you might be in the same position. Enough of me rambling. It's Christmas. I need to go and share it, and for the first time, enjoy it. And I say that if you're struggling today, there is always hope. There is always a better future. And the mere fact you are listening to this is prepping your subconscious in knowing that you are ready for change. You will overcome this, like thousands and thousands of others have. I know when I was on the other side of my mental health problems, I didn't think there was a way out, but I hadn't met the right person to help me with that transition. And if this show can help you, or at least point you in the right direction to someone who can, then there's your hope. You will overcome it. You can overcome it. So please, do check out Isaac Stewart. Do keep up with your mindfulness and your improvement. And I'll speak to you again tomorrow for one of our regular shows. Take care. And in everything you do, be kind. Merry Christmas.